feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. We broadcast 2 hours daily, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. And Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Finelli. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line 605-477-3249. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I am well. How about you?
I'm good, thank you. It's actually raining here at the moment. So that's a good thing.
Yeah. Yes, it's been raining here as well. It's a good thing. The grass is lush. It's green. The cows are all smiling. It was a torrential rain yesterday. We had a couple cyclones touching down in the area. Nothing happened to our farm. They were touching down all around us. I mean, you know, within 10 miles or so of us.
Wow.
But, yeah.
Is that like tornadoes?
Yes, yes. That's exactly what it is. And, you know, these spirals of wind will pick up debris. So lawn chairs go flying around, 2x4s, flower pots. I mean, all these things become projectiles at going, you know, over 100 miles an hour sometimes. And it's really dangerous. So cars get smashed up. And sometimes they even pick up cars and toss them around, tractor trailers. Some of them can be, you know, pretty dangerous. But fortunately, for us, we just had massive flooding. And I don't like the flooding because sometimes there's erosion and our field might end up as our neighbor's field. You know, just sometimes the topsoil, just so much rain that the grass can't hold back the topsoil. As a matter of fact, that's why you want grass. Grass prevents erosion. That's really why you want it. And so if you don't have your grass growing right, you can lose a lot of topsoil. But one of the things I wanted to mention, Gwyneth, is I was telling Jason during the just before the intro started for the broadcast today that there's a lot of flooding in Iowa. And one thing that people may not think about if they decide to move to the countryside is when you have flooding like that, you have, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 feet, 12 feet of water, 20 feet of water standing, your septic system is not going to work. Not only is it not going to work, it's not going to work till long after the water has receded. And actually, sometimes they work in reverse. So the downward pressure of the water on the leach field, the septic leach field, will push the water back up the plumbing into the house, and you'll have sewage that used to be in your septic system now will be on the floor in your house.
Yep. You know,
so that's something to think about.
I know that you haven't received the Gentleman of Fortune's weekly news yet this week because I'm still working on it because we lost the internet early today because of the storm because of the storm activity. But I'm going to discuss dry toilet systems. We discuss things like this in the newsletter about living. We have a section in the newsletter called Buccaneering 101, and what it is how to live independently of you know, organized systems and at a very basic level and how to do so comfortably. And a part of that is, what do you do if you are no longer able to use your flush toilet for whatever reason? But it's very, very interesting that you mentioned that exact topic, because I discussed that this week in the Gentlemen of Fortune's weekly news. So you can go across to USA Prepares, and I think you provide a link, don't you? Or you can subscribe.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I do. Yep. That's number one.
Yep, that's good. And you can subscribe to it, and you can find out what to do about that. It's not very comfortable, is it? And I discuss a couple of different dry toileting systems. One of them will work even if the ground is flooded. So it's not an in-ground system.
Why don't we talk about exactly what you're alluding to? We're talking about outhouses. I mean, that's what they're called in the United States.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. In Australia, they're called dunnies. Mm-hmm. Because that's where you go to do your dun or to do your poops. Mm-hmm. And, I will actually describe how we ought to do that. Because,
you know, there's a pretty crappy company.
Important.
It's a pretty crappy company in the United States called Dun and Bradstreet. Is that where they got the word Dunny?
Yes, Mr. Dun for a while, was signing. Actually, he was signing up until very recently documents, although he's been dead for over 20 years. And that's called fraud.
Yeah. Dun and Bradstreet calls us every once in a while, and they want to list us, and I keep telling them that we're not going to do it. And they think that we should know that it will help us. And we have no concern about letting people know about who we are, what we're doing. We're not interested in participating in their system. So in terms of listed, we're not interested at all, and we will not provide them any information.
Yeah. Because the other thing is that people can actually go turn around and use that information for identity fraud. Is something that people don't always immediately think of.
Right. That's why you don't want to post on Zuckerberg's website your birthdays, your birth year, day, month. I don't suggest people lie. However, Rich Sheban talks about this a lot, and it's very, very important. And that is, if they do it, you should do it. So, if you think that your birth date or information about you is going to be misused, don't give them the right information. As a matter of fact, I have lots of birthdays, or at least as I remember them. Right. And I have lots of income levels, as I remember them. And all of them are, they're imaginary. I am not going to put down income. I am not going to put down my real birthday unless I absolutely, positively have to. As a matter of fact, I was Mrs. Finelli and I stopped for a pizza. And it was at Sam's Club. Which, I don't like going to Sam's Club anymore. Ever since I had that problem with the optical center at Sam's Club with that millennial, it was just offensive as could be. I don't even want to go into Sam's Club. But we were traveling through town, and we were quite hungry, and I wanted to get something inexpensive. And so you can go to Sam's Club and you can buy a pizza in a box for $8.99 plus all the applicable taxes, and you can take it with you, so you can have a piece and then bring the rest of it home and share it with whomever. Well, when I went to sign my receipt I used the Sam's Club credit card. And they said, can you put a name there? And I said, any name? And they said, yeah. So I wrote any name. I signed my credit card receipt, any name. And then they said, what name would you like when we call you? And I said, any name? And they said, any name. So I said, okay, any name. So when the pizza was ready, they called any name. And that's just kind of how it goes. So I refuse to. I always make up names, you know, for whenever I'm going to be called. And I don't want to be known. I want to be unknown. So I make up lots of different names. Any thoughts on that, Gwyneth? Oh, okay, we lost Gwyneth, and we're getting in touch with her again. So, class, you can do that. When I'm asked to sign for a credit card transaction, I scribble, and it looks like doodle, and little some swoops and some circles and some lines and a couple dots as if there's some I's, letter I's. I cross a couple of swoops as if they're T's, and yeah, there's all, but you can't read it. And sometimes they say, "Are you a doctor?" And I just smile because it looks like chicken scratch, and it is chicken scratch or doodle. I refuse to sign my name the same way over and over and over again. So if I were to sign my name twice in a row within like a minute, each signature would be totally different from the others. Different lengths, different heights, different shapes, and none of them is readable. You can't read a single one of my signatures. You can't say, that spells, you can't. Because I make it that way on purpose. So, Gwyneth, I was talking about when I'm asked to provide my name for like a pizza, when I call out into the audience, you know, Joe or Tony or Tom or Bob or Sally or whatever, I either make up a name or I use the word any name. So when they call me, they say any name, any name, and that's me. Because they say, you know, you can put any name on there you want. I go, okay, any name, that's the name I want to use. Any name.
Yep.
I've had it with society. I've had it with careless, reckless, dangerous people. I've had it with people. Yesterday, I was towing a trailer. And double yellow line, going up a hill, around a curve, a guy passes me in a no passing zone. It's a no passing zone for a reason. Because someone passes and get killed, or even worse than that, get me killed. We'll be right back.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Outhouses. And, you know, we have one here at the farm. It was built in the 1940s, and it's still standing. It's a, it's about the size of, a little bit larger than a phone booth was. Remember the days when we had public phone booths, and you could go to any corner in a city, and there'd be this little glass room, if you will, and for a building, you could sit down and make a phone call or stand up and make a phone call. Well, an outhouse is about that size, and it has the one on our farm has wood sides, and it has a steel roof, a tin roof as it's called, and it's got a bench seat made out of wood, and then there's a hole straight down into the ground. And in all the years that it had been used, I don't think it has ever overflowed, ever. And it's a great way to go, because natural bacteria takes care of all the waste that goes down there. Gwyneth, is that the way they're built in Australia?
Hello?
Yeah. Yep. I hear a lot of static.
It's literally raining so hard here I can't hear you.
Wow. It sounds like you're outside in a massive downpour. That's what it sounds like.
We have got a massive downpour here. I can just barely hear you now, but a few minutes ago, I couldn't hear you at all. I could hear your voice, The other thing is I do have a slight hearing loss as well, so it makes it very difficult for me to hear with background noise going on.
Well, how about this? How about if you talk about outhouses per se in Australia, how they're built and how they work, and I'll just listen.
What was that, sorry?
Can you talk about how outhouses are constructed, and I'll just listen.
Yes, well, if we need to construct a hothouse here, normally what we have to do is have it so that because the summers here are so hot, you need to have it so that you can have plastic during the winter but shade cloth during the summer. Because during what you need for half the year, you need a hothouse that's during the winter, but during the summer, you need a shade house, not a hothouse. Okay, because if you just have a hothouse, then you are going to cook your plants during the summer. So you need to have some sort of a frame. And if I need to build a hothouse here, what I will do is, you know, the star posts, around here we call them star posts, the metal posts, and you bang them into the ground with a tube-shaped tool with handles on it. I'm sure you have something similar in the US, but around here we call them star posts or star pickets.
Yeah, that's what we do. But yeah, I'm here. But I was asking about outhouses, O-U-T houses, rather than
hot
houses.
I thought you meant hot houses.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, outhouses.
No, that's fine. Sorry. It was the rain. Yeah, outhouses. Absolutely. Okay. The technology that is simplest and best to use around here that can be used in a situation with flooding is this. You get a 20-litre bucket, okay, and what you do, that's a 5-gallon plastic bucket, okay, and you get a suitably large box. So I don't know if you know what a tea chest is. A large wooden box that will fit over the top of the 5-gallon bucket. Okay? And you get the 5-gallon bucket and you
I know you can't hear us, but we're going into a break, bottom of the hour break. We'll continue when we get back. Let's hope the rain subsides a little bit and you can find a place that's a little less noisy. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Attorney General Bill Barr will be defending his handling of the Mueller report when he testifies shortly before the Senate Judiciary Committee, as Democrats have accused him of misrepresenting key findings in the final report of the special counsel Robert Mueller before releasing a redacted version of Mueller's report. Congressman Adam Schiff, the Democrat from California, says,
I don't think we can rely on the Justice Department to be summarizing what Bob Mueller said in that conversation to Bill Barr. We know from Mueller's own words from that letter that he viewed the Barr summary as misleading, as essentially allowing the White House to create this false narrative. No, this is serious business.
He was speaking on CBS News. The South Central U.S. cleaning up after over two dozen tornadoes touched down yesterday in Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, and Arkansas. Luckily, no one was killed. This is USA Radio News.
Lou Manfredini here, and this House Smarts Minute is brought to you by Home Advisor, helping homeowners find and hire the right pro for their projects. Exterior walls with peeling paint can make your home look poorly maintained. Not only does it look bad, it could lead to larger problems in the future, like moisture in your walls. Inspect your siding and exterior trim for small cracks and chips. Repair the spots and store extra paint in an airtight container so you can spot paint as needed. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, Home Advisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app. Home Advisor.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's gonna be sliding.
When is today's hot?
Keep
it.
God, you're
take my
when you go
to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
We're talking about building an outhouse, and it's something that you may want to think about, class, because what would you do? What would you do if your toilet system stopped working? What would you do? Now, of course, you'd have to have a place for an outhouse, but in the meantime, Gwyneth is telling us that you can take a 5-gallon bucket, and these are the buckets that you can buy motor oil in. They used to have laundry detergent available in them, but I think if you go to a farm store, you'll be able to find some 5-gallon buckets. Even Lowe's and Home Depot sell them, probably less than $5 a piece. Plastic buckets, farmers use them for everything. We use them to haul vitamins, mineral supplements out to the cows. We put dog food in them. We use them for carrying all kinds of things around the farm. But Gwen is saying you take one of those and you build a wooden box over it, and I'm pretty sure she's going to tell us we have to cut a hole in the wooden box. What's next, Gwyneth?
Yes, that's right. You get a tea chest or some other type of wooden box. You cut a hole in the top of it, okay? And what you do is you put maybe a 2-inch layer of some sort of organic matter such as sawdust, leaf litter, even garden soil will do it a stretch, although it's not ideal. And what you do is you have a 2.5-gallon bucket sitting next to the 5-gallon bucket, which is full of this organic matter, whatever it is that you're using. And you can use straw, you can use chaff, you can use, you know, just about any sort of organic matter that you might have lying around about the place. And what you can do is you fill the 2.5-gallon bucket full of the organic matter, and when you have done your business, you get a really big double handful of this stuff, and you cover your waste, okay? And you wipe yourself, you put the toilet paper down the bucket before you cover the waste, obviously, and you cover it all until you can't see it anymore, okay? And when you need to do a pee, you do the pee around the outside area of the toilet, not in the toilet, okay? That keeps your moisture levels down in the toilet. And not only that, it also stops vermin from getting into the toilet, okay, from getting into the bucket. Because you will find that just about every wild creature out there absolutely hates the smell of human urine. And if you urinate around your toilet area instead of in your toilet, in your outhouse, you will not get bears, coons, wolves, etc., etc., raiding your long drop, because they hate the smell of human urine, but they quite like to eat feces. And that's, it, depending on what wildlife you have in your area, that can be a health hazard. I know that, for instance, Rich Sheban has bears where he is. And to meet Bruno when you're going for your midnight walk would probably at least give you a pretty good fright and might even be really bad for your health. Do you know what I mean, Vincent?
Sure, because outhouses are typically outside of the main house. And, you know, class, if you want to look one up, you can go to the Internet and you can do a search on this. 1909, as in 1909. 1909, space, outhouse, outhouse, space, plants. And you will find some really nice, simple, easy-to-construct plans for building your outhouse. And if you have land, I suggest that you start construction of one of these, because it's a lot easier to make them when you can get 2x4s and 4x4s and wooden siding. It's a lot harder to make one of these when you don't have access to a building supply company.
Yeah.
And you can use composition shingles or you can make it inexpensively, you can make it elaborately. You can make them with a vent pipe, which, you know, makes it a lot more pleasant. There are a lot of neat things that you can do. And these are the same designs that have been used for over 100 years. And they're improved upon over the designs that have been used for hundreds of years before that. So why would you not want to have an outhouse? I don't know. It makes sense to have one because I honestly believe that things are getting worse, not better. And all we need is one grid collapse to make everything miserable, because when that happens, within minutes of that happening, the the storm source, the storm systems, the water treatment systems will begin to stop right then and there. The pumps stop. The sewage treatment facilities will start to back up, and they'll start backing up the hill. And if you have a low-lying property, you get to find out about it first. And then if your neighbors are up the hill a little bit, they'll learn about it just a little bit after you do. And all the sewage is going to run downhill. And if you're downhill, you get to experience it. It'll come right out of your toilet.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. The advantage of this bucket in a box system is if you find yourself in an apartment, you can still use this system. The only thing is that you're going to have to, you know, deposit your urine somewhere else. And so I think that everybody should at least learn how to make this sort of system. It's very easy to make. All you need is a tea chest and a 5-gallon bucket and a 2.5-gallon bucket and some sort of organic matter to bury the waste. And it's so easy, you know.
There's even another way. The reason I know about this is we have one. My mom loved antiques. She loved old furniture, and she would refinish it.
Commode.
And she bought this
Get
chair.
Get a commode.
Well, here's what she did. We have a bunch of commodes here. And what is a commode? Here's what she did. She bought this chair, and it was a four-legged chair with a spindled back. Just a chair. And the previous owner took a saw and cut a hole out in the chair. And I'm pretty sure they put the equivalent of a 5-gallon bucket under this chair. And the hole was sawed so that it was tapered. It's a round hole, but the hole was smaller on the bottom side of the thick board chair than it was on the top side. So this, we'll call it a plug, and I would say it was probably maybe 10, 12 inches in diameter, and you could put this plug right back in. So it was a hole sawed in the seat of the chair, but because it was tapered when it was cut, you could put the plug back in. So you could sit on it as a chair, or you could use it as a chair for doing your business. And we still have it. My mom sterilized it and finished it, and you know, we only use it as a chair once in a while, but it's kind of an oddity. But actually, you could do that.
Yeah.
But who would think of doing that,
and
right?
And that's actually something else I mention. The other, if you lack carpentry skills, okay, here's a really, really good, simple way to make the actual building the actual structure of a outhouse, okay? Not the mechanical bit, the house that goes around it. You go to your local to your local rubbish dump, and a lot of rubbish dumps now, they have recycling shops. And one of the items that tends to go through the recycling shop on a regular basis is U-shaped shower cubicles. Do you know what I mean, Vincent?
Yes, you're talking about a one-piece fiberglass or plastic shower stall, 32 inches across, 34, 36 inches,
That's right. Well, you take one of those, okay, and they have the tray for the shower cast into the one piece, okay? You can take one of those and you can dig yourself an appropriate U-shaped hole in your yard, okay? Maybe about 12 inches deep. You put the shower cubicle into the hole and you backfill the hole upside down so that the drain plug is at the top. And then you can install a ventilation system in the drain plug before you install it, that is. And that is an absolutely brilliant cubicle.
Took the words right out of my mouth. Took the words right out of my mouth.
You can put a curtain on it. You can get the shower curtain poles, okay, from your favorite big box store, and they screw into place at each end. And you can install a shower curtain on there, and you've got your privacy. And you just install it upside down and facing away from your main building that you live in and towards somewhere that there's not going to be anybody looking at you. And that's,
wow.
I've seen that done here in Australia, and I thought, that is absolutely brilliant.
Well, it really is. It really is. And as you were saying it, the word that came to my mouth is, well, actually a couple words, absolutely brilliant. Because I've got a mental picture of exactly what you're talking about. And class, if you want to see it, just go to your favorite search engine. That probably should be DuckDuckGo, DuckDuckGo.com. And look up shower stall as outhouse, and you'll see it.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com, or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth and I are talking about kind of an unpleasant topic, but absolutely one that needs to be addressed. I don't know if it's ever been addressed before on the radio, but I did a little research during the break, and you can buy a toilet seat with a lid that seals out odors for about $12. And this particular toilet seat fits on top of a 5-gallon bucket. So you get your $5.
That makes things easier.
Yeah, this is literally a toilet seat, a round toilet seat with a lid. And it snaps right on a 5-gallon bucket. It's literally about the price of a standard toilet seat, you know, $12 for an inexpensive toilet seat. But now, just bear in mind, you still have a problem. You know, once you're done using it, eventually you're going to have to empty it out. So this is not a long-term solution. This is a kind of a temporary solution. I actually like
that. I have an answer there too, Vincent.
Let's hear that.
I have an answer. Okay. In fact, there's a few different answers depending on your ick level. Okay. One of them is if you have fruit trees. Okay, which everybody, if you're into preparedness and you haven't planted fruit trees, you're not into preparedness. In my humble opinion, if you don't know how to grow fruit trees, you should learn.
Mm-hmm,
okay, because if you find yourself in a good down situation and you don't have fruit, you are going to, within just 1 month, you're going to have a really, really serious problem on your hands. You're going to get scurvy unless you have some source of vitamin C, unless you have fruit trees of some kind growing, okay? You use, you compost the waste, okay? So you might have a few of these 5-gallon buckets on rotation, and it will take one couple about a week to fill a 5-gallon bucket, okay? And then you put the lid on and you set it to one side, and then you get another 5-gallon bucket and you put the toilet lid on that, and you know, you put it somewhere and you leave it for about 6 months So in the end, you'll have about 26 buckets, okay, lined up in a row if there's just two of you, and proportionally more. So this is going to be a bit of an exercise. But after 6 months, what you can do is you can use that waste, which will have broken down into compost by that time. You can put it on fruit trees to fertilize them. And it's quite safe to do so. And the fruit trees will love it, especially if they're citrus trees, because citrus trees are hungry little creatures. They really are. And you will find that you have the best fruit trees in the whole district. But I would not be planting vegetables under the fruit trees. If you wanted to plant something underneath the fruit trees, as a part of a permaculture system, I would recommend planting either rosemary or lavender or sage for this reason. All of them are antibacterial and antiviral in their natural state. So you are not going to get sick from eating rosemary or sage from this sort of system, because rosemary and sage are both naturally very strongly antibacterial. They're going to kill, in other words, they're going to kill any germs that try to jump on them from the compost, but that's a remote possibility. Something else that I've seen, okay, is people who feed their chickens on compost piles, on manure piles, okay, and they put their waste on the manure pile that they feed to the chickens. Now, like I say, you do this at your own risk. Okay.
Renith, hold that thought. Let's talk about that after the top of the hour break. We'll talk about.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at
This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger.